The scripture lesson this morning is found in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 11. And I would invite you to open in your pew Bible, Old Testament page 677, and if you would read and listen with me. Will you hear these words? The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, "Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as the potter has done? Says the Lord, just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. O house of Israel, at one moment I may declare concerning the nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will change my mind about the disaster that I intended to bring on it. And at another moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to be. Now therefore, say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter shaping evil against you and devising against you. Turn now all of you from your evil ways and amend your ways and your doings." Grateful for these words of the Lord to us. Amen. Will you pray with me? Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. Is God the potter of your life? As a person who longs to be a good teacher, I am always looking and trying to learn from those who are very effective. One of my places of learning is the Bible itself. Reading not so much word for word, but reading with an eye on the background, the setting, the time and place in history. And then the words just have a way of coming alive for me and reaching across thousands and thousands of years to be relevant and meaningful. And yes, both an inspiration and guide for all that we face today. To be an inspiration and guide as we are trying to grow in our discipleship. To be an inspiration and guide as we seek to be the church. I'm also learning how good teachers use different forms of communication, and object lessons become a part of that teaching. And so God worked with Jeremiah. Worked with Jeremiah in this way. In verse 2, God says to him, "Go down to the shop where clay pots and jars are made. Go down, and I will speak to you there." I can imagine that this was not the first time that Jeremiah had observed the potter at work. But this would have a special meaning, a special significance, because God had told Jeremiah to go. And in other examples, other object lessons, like the branch of the almond tree in chapter 1, like the boiling pot tipping southward, also in chapter 1, like a useless linen belt in chapter 13. In all of these object lessons, the significance becomes that God is about to punish the people. Judgment is here. Oh, there are other kinds of object lessons that God would use to describe the relationship with that God has, or the relationship that God desires to have with the people. Psalm 23 and 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalm 42 and 1, "As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God." Psalm 46 and 1, "Be still. Know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." This is where God wants us to be. This is the kind of relationship that God wants for us today. God is a just God. I was remembering when I was working on the message how my mother at a time of discipline used to say to me, "This hurts me more than it hurts you." And I would say quietly, "Yeah, right." But now, I think I understand. And I truly believe that it hurt God that the people would drift so far into their sin, and would no longer hear and listen to God's word. The people are like clay. And no matter how pretty or functional the clay may seem to be, the clay can become marred. The clay can mold itself until the point where it is no good. This is where the nation of Judah had drifted. One commentary was very blunt. It said, "The people were good for nothing. They had become useless." God is a just God. But there is also something else here in the potter's hands. For when the clay is marred, it can also be remolded. In the potter's hand, the clay does not have to stay the way and where it is. God is a just God. But God is also a God of mercy and a God of grace. Sin will be punished, but God also forgives. God hates evil, but God is also a God of love. And God wants to shape the nation of Judah in a way that it would be just. The clay is the people, and the potter is God. And the people have a choice to remain a marred vessel, or they will be a vessel that is service to God, and therefore service to all the world. Now the question becomes, do we get the meaning of the object lesson? Can each of us understand that God is still the potter? And God would desire that we would place our very life in God's hands. We may ask ourselves, why do we need to be in God's hands? Can we not just fashion ourselves? One of Teddy Roosevelt's children said of him, "Father always wanted to be the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral." One writer said, "Coping with difficult people is always a problem, particularly if that difficult person happens to be yourself." We are like clay, and we can't do it by ourselves. But if we are in God's hands, then we can be a vessel that God can use, a vessel that God can use in God's service. I have been praying and asking, where are we? Where are we as God's vessels most needed today? I came across this story. It's a story told in Spain of a father and his teenage son, and their relationship had become very strained. So the son ran away from home. The father, however, would not give up, and so he began a journey trying to find his son. Finally, in Madrid, in a last desperate effort, a desperate effort to find his son, the father put an ad in the newspaper. The ad read, "Dear Paco, meet me in front of the newspaper office tomorrow at noon. All is forgiven. I love you, your father." The next day, in front of the newspaper at noon, 800 Pacos showed up. 800. 800 showed up. They were all seeking forgiveness and love from their father. Maybe, this is where we are most needed today. To reach out and to tell someone that God forgives. To reach out and tell someone, to tell somebody that you can be a person in God's hands. Oh, to tell someone that God is a God of grace, and God can take all of our guilt away. And somebody might ask you, how do you know? How do you know all of this? How do you know it? And we can say that God is the potter in my life. And I know that God can do for others just what God has done and what God is doing for me. We found this week the cover, the picture of the cover on your bulletin. And I know it may not be the best picture, but I thought it might be kind of an object for us. In the sense, just to picture what Jeremiah saw, the clay in the potter's hands. And perhaps through that picture, we can begin just to see ourselves, to picture, to envision, to dream of ourselves in God's hands, and God fashioning and molding us in ways that we never thought we could be. But in God's hands, we can be a blessing to someone else. Is God the potter in our life? Thanks be to God, for I believe that God is. Amen and amen.